All right, time for the next talk. Just quiet, everyone. All right. So every year we try to find, you know, a presentation, and sometimes they get submitted. Sometimes we have to find, you know, people introducing a new and exciting inference framework, because I think it's all about those types of things these days. Like, again, you know, you can sort of do a lot of things with PyTorch, but that is super boring, and it's not really inference optimized. So last year it was ZML. This year it's Tract. So Julian and Matthew, take it away.
Hey. Wrong arrow. Okay. Well, thank you very much for attending this presentation. Julien and myself are both working as software engineer developers at Sonos Voice Control in Paris. And we are here today to introduce two open source libraries. One has been in here for a while, it's Tract, and the other is a companion project that we open sourced last summer. So we're just scratching the surface. We have just a couple of minutes to introduce Tract. So what you have to remember is it is it's a generic neural network inference library. One of its characteristics is that it's tracked all the way down. It goes from parsing your model to executing it, so it contains the matrix multiplication stuff and optimized routine that we need. It's not new. It has been around for nearly 10 years, and it's been used extensively in Sonos, but some other companies have been using it. It's written in Rust. It's meant to be very integration friendly, and it's released under a very permissive license. So just to give you an idea of what it looks like to use Tract, there's a bunch of code here, but very little is actually Tract code. The first two lines show how to instantiate the NNEF parser of Tract. The second line show how to load a model, transform it into a runnable form where, which you can actually run, which means finding out the right order of operations, stuff like that. So that's the first two lines at the top of the screen. And then you have a bunch of stuff which is just getting an input ready for processing. And finally, you get model.run, where you actually run the model on the image. And the rest is post-processing and displaying to make the example work. So very simple to use. Another facet of Tract is its command line tool. So it's designed to be able to first dump a model, so that here you can see the beginning of a mobile net model. You can see the convolution with some details. So it's useful when you when you're given a model and need to figure out how you can make it run. That's your first stop. But then, once it's running, you can actually get insight on the performance. Here you can see a profile of the same mobile net network with, you can see that, for instance, the depth-wise convolution takes nearly 10% of the entire execution time. And you also get some insight on the arithmetics intensity of the operator, and so you can decide if something is what you expect or if you need to investigate. As I said before, it's meant to be very easy to integrate. So one of the key points is it doesn't have any big cumbersome third party. It's very easy to cross-compile because we are using Rust. It has support for WASM, so you can actually run some model in your browser. And we have a bunch of targets that we optimize for. So ARM32 and ARM64 are obvious because, well, Sonos. But also Intel and WASM. So WASM works with CMD. I mean, all of them are CMD, but that was WASM CMD. We are also optimizing for Metal and CUDA. Tract has a C API, and on top of this, C API has some Python bindings. Recently, we've worked on adding to Tract some GPU support, and we still want it to be very easy. So you can see the difference in the first two lines of code and the one in the middle of the screen, what it means to go from CPU to GPU when everything goes right on Tract. It's still alpha. We're still working on support. But you can see that in this case, we get a nice improvement on the performance. And you can also see, I mean, it's also an occasion to show how the command line can be used to bench a model. Here I wanted to show some of the weird thing or thing that you might find weird if you play with Tract. And on this instance, we are showing the dump of a Llama model. And one thing that I want you to look at is the source as this S thing, which means that Tract supports symbolic dimension of shapes. So Tract likes to know everything about your network before running it. So we need to know the rank of each tensor, and we need to know the shapes of each dimension, I mean the length of each dimension. But there is a twist. You can use symbol. So we don't have to have the exact value. We need a symbolic expression to know how to reason about your model. And I have another example here. So that's in the same model. It's a Llama model. The dynamic key value cache operator, what you can see here is the shape is now S plus P, S being the number of tokens in the current term, so often one if you're doing text generation, and the P is a past sequence, so here you can have all your prompt or everything accumulated before. And one other thing which is different about Tract compared to other engine is that the state, I mean, Tract can do state management. So here, what you can see is that the dynamic key value cache operator just have one input and one output. It doesn't have to be plugged into extra model input and outputs for store management, for state management. So state can be managed by Tract inside a state object that Tract API expose. So all of the examples so far that I've shown are about NNEF, and we'll come back to that. But Tract also has some support for, I mean, it has first-class citizen for Onyx. We support like 85% of the operator set, and it pans out to more models than that. We have to do some adjustment because of the knowing all about the tensors beforehand thing, and the Tract protocol buffer format doesn't contain everything we need. So here you can see the set input fact line 405, where we actually load the model in two stages. First, we load some kind of proto model. Then we add some type information, shape information here to specify exactly the shape of one input. And that's enough in that case to help Tract infer everything else about the shapes in the model. So it's really analog to when you add, when you need to add some type information in a C++ program or in Rust program for to help the compiler figure out everything. More recently, the LLM thing happened, and it came with engines that were no longer generic, but were taking a new approach where basically you outcode the model in the engine, and then you provide the tensors on the side. And that doesn't work for Tract, because Tract wants the model as an input. So for some time, we tried to manage with Onyx, but realized that we were not going anywhere with this. And we had this internal tool that is called Torch to NNEF, and that is what Julien is going to introduce now.
Thank you, Matthew. So we will discuss about now shipping neural network from Torch, so PyTorch, to NNEF format, an NNEF format which is highly compatible with the Tract inference engine we just discussed. So before going on, we just want to set what is a model asset for us. So something which is completely aside from a neural engine is a list of tensor named and a graph of computation that have been defined correctly, which inform you the set of transformation that go from input to output. And so this is what you need to have something independent that you can consider an asset. So what is NNEF? NNEF stands for Neural Network Exchange Format. It addresses the same core problem as ONNX and was specified by the Kronos group. It's something that didn't match as good for the community as it could be, because it landed 1 year after ONNX and it didn't have a proper inference engine to run on. But it has some very interesting key features, namely it has a readable graph structure that you can see on the right there. So it's very easy to read. You can just It's textual, so you can directly use it with your text editor. And it have composition available directly. So as you know, neural networks are repeating blocks over and over again. And so you don't have to repeat over and over again this. Especially for us, what was interesting is that it's an extensible tensor format as well that is defined in the specification, which allow as well to have extended quantization logic. And so now, what is Torch2NNEF? So Torch2NNEF, it's a project that was born in 2022 out of frustration trying to export ONNX quantized model for internal projects. And it aimed to be a strong bridge between PyTorch and NNEF, and more precisely, tracked NNEF extended version. We've checked upfront at export time that the equivalence between the two inference engines that are the PyTorch one and the tracked one are equivalent for some specific example. And so you can see here an example where you export a model. This is very similar from the API of ONNX you may be familiar from PyTorch, except now you have this inference target, which is there, and which allow you to specify any inference engine, but here tracked with a specific version, which allow you to unlock some specific features. And so why Torch2NNEF? So as we discussed, it unlocks some specific quantization and dequantization function, which are more advanced. It can leave you control specific module serialization if you wish. So you can take the end on some specific stuff. You can add additional expression for the symbolics we just discussed about tracked directly baked in the model asset. And finally, it's more focused on signal-based neural networks, so it will work better compared to NNX to export this model for tracked. So thanks for listening. If you have any question, feel free to reach us on GitHub, or just ask us now. There is a bit of documentation as well if you wish to contribute or use the project. Thank you very much.
We plan to stay around the room if you have questions and stuff. I also jumped into the Matrix group, so.
Thank you so much, guys. I don't see any questions, so I guess we'll just let you hang out with the people.